15th of November, 1916.
John McCulloch.
I, John McCulloch, having been posted at the front for 12 months and newly appointed lieutenant in the King's Regiment, have just obtained my first leave, Liverpool bound. During the journey back to my homeland, thousands of visions hammer on my mind. So many pals have vanished around me, as if blown away by a breeze from the sky, leaving in their place a pile of mud without human flesh. It disappears into the air like a sneeze, leaving a taste of hell in the mouth. As they exit the Liverpool Lime Street station, the sound of shells still ringing in my ears, I make out an infinite number of women. Holding the battles aloft from behind the scenes, proud, fearless, and brave. They hold the miracle of victory inside them, in the fist of pain. In battle, a few of our pals' companions taught us not to become too attached, because tomorrow maybe the pain of their disappearance will have to be erased in order to forget. This necessary distance prevents me bearing witness with a handful of friends I meet on the platform. It seems I see their smiles in slow motion, and their arms around my shoulders become shrouds of useless pride, while I remember mine wrapped around my war companions, bodies stretched out and swallowed up in the mud. How can I speak? What should I say? As emotion shakes me, and I look at the city through a cloud of gas, and cannot make out the buildings, or avenues, or streets. I'm taken to a park, and asked a million questions. I put on a brave face, eyes averted.
So, Vito Ta, Tanya Yima, Moshi.
I'm going back in a week.
Helmet at the Vazon Pool. Bear sorrow stretch, naked lukum. Blebong glopi, Tashen Eger, Proflut, Nantir.
At the other end of the bar, I spot a fellow pals. He's alone, and looking into his beer, without daring to look at me, I can see instantly that instead of the foam on top of his beer, This is surge of water blown in the air by cannon fire.
Gurus, nos avamos desquit, can get well. If we split world, split.
I don't know what came over me then, but I felt the need to escape this purgatory and went outside onto the pavement. It was raining. And that was when I spotted my grandfather. He was sitting on a stone, his umbrella pointing up to the sky like a lightning rod. His bald head was still shining, like a sun made of migratory birds. Grandfather, I thought I was seeing you tomorrow. I know, my boy. Again, a miracle more unexpected than I could have imagined was floating in the sky. Having lit his pipe, he took the time to close that umbrella. In that second, as water was dripping everywhere, a transparent shield appeared just above us. The rain fell without touching us and trickled into puddles beside us. The smell of tobacco enveloped me as it did in the patient house. Come and sit here. I bought my bone on the stairs. You are a real pal. And so much more. Lift up your sleeve, and you will see that your beauty spots have disappeared. But grandfather, perhaps because the shelling removed the skin there.
Bien, believe. So smogen ferpeden, quet kosten. Yet bless me, grandmich.
Okay, he said. I've looked into the universe so much that I have crossed Pine's wall. I received this letter written by a grandmother. And this is what he read to me. I, grandmother, from behind the plank wall 14 billion years away. I have observed your relentlessness and the feats you have achieved, defending the causes that with time and death have lost all meaning. Dear soldier, you are a lightning bolt that the flashes love from the Liverpool and its people. This war will end in pain for all, lost in a desert of mud.
My son was such a woman as you. What do you mean?
in this desert, built and beaten by people obsessed with power and money.